So let's review. The Gemara continues in its quest to determine whether Baal Me'aka Akar, a husband, revokes his wife's Nedarim retroactively, or Megis Gaius, he merely terminates them going forward, and cites the following brisa from Daf Yotes. Isha she'nadra b'nazir v'nitmis v'achaka chavar l'bayla m'viya chata sa'if. A woman brings the chata sa'if of a nazir tummy even if her husband revoked her naziris. Now, if Megis Gaius, she should bring her oila sa'if as well, for the nazir she observed before the hafar. The brisa must hold, me'akar akar, the husband revokes the nazirus retroactively. However, she still brings the chatas because she needs a kapara, as Rabbi Elazar Kapper taught, nazir nikrachayte, a nazir sins by depriving himself of wine. However, as Tosfos points out, this brisa proves Baal me'akar akar only according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Kapper. However, we still need to determine whether the Rabbanan agree. Therefore, the Gemara brings another brisa, which explicitly states, Ha'isha she'nadra b'nazir v'shamach averta v'amra v'ani uva b'ayla shal rishayin v'hafer la hi muteres v'chaverta asura. If the first woman's naziris is revoked, any naziris which was linked to hers remains intact, clearly indicating that Baal Megis Gaius, because if Baal Me'aka Akar and the neder would be uprooted retroactively, there would not be a neder to which to link her naziris. Apparently, this is a machlekes. The first brisa holds Baal Me'akar Akar, and the second brisa holds Baal Megis Gaius. However, the Rush says we can reconcile the two and say that the first brisa agrees that Baal Megis Gaius. However, she does not bring the carbon oila, because carbonis tuma are only brought when the nazir will continue the naziris, and she will not continue because her husband revoked her naziris. She still brings the carbon chatas because of her Elazar Kapper. Parenthetically, the Gemara brings the conclusion of the brisa. Reb Shimon Omer, im amr la harenik mesaych shtei mutaris. If the second woman said, "I should be like you," their naziris are linked, and both naziris would be revoked with the husband's hafar. Tosfos explains that this expression means harenik mesaych l'chol derechaych. My naziris should be completely similar to yours, even though in naziris l'chatzayin she cannot accept a partial naziris. It's as if she had said, im seifach shetia mutaris lo yachal alay naziris kol eker. I do not accept naziris in the eventuality that your naziris will be revoked. Having used this brisa to determine that Baal Megis Gaius, the Gemara attempts to resolve another ibayah from the same brisa. Ibayah Rami Bachama. Hare alai gibsar zevach shlamim mahu. What is the halacha if someone said that a particular item of food should be to him like the meat of a carbon shlamim? The halacha of basar shlamim is kaidim zrika asr bachila, va'acha zrika mutar bachila. Basar shlamim becomes permitted for consumption only after its blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach. Rami Bachama therefore wonders, ki mitvis inish be ikar matvis? Does he intend to associate his neder with the meat in its initial state before zrika, when it is forbidden? Adilma bitznan matvis, or is he referring to the meat la'achar zrika after it is already permitted? Tosfos explains that the Gemara understands that Rami Bachama was discussing a neder that was made while the meat was still forbidden. It is therefore comparable to the case where the woman links her naziris to her friends before the hafar, when she is still forbidden. Therefore, just like we say b'mikar matvis, that she refers to the time of Isser, even though she knows that her neder might be revoked, so too when someone says kikar zeh kebasa zevach shlamim, he also refers to kaidim zrika, when it is asr, even though it will become mutar b'achila. However, the Gemara points out a distinction between these cases. In the case of the basar shlamim, even though the meat may be eaten outside of the Azar after Zrika, it still retains its Kiddush regarding many other halachas. Therefore, he may have intended to be matvis in the meat in this state, thinking that this hatfasa would be effective. However, in our case, ha'hafar l'bayla, there is no reason for her to refer to her friend's state after the hafara, for she is obviously permitted then, and this may be why we say bikara matvis in this case. Ikad Amri, ultimately, the Gemara brings those who say, Hainu derami barchama vadai, the comparison is indeed valid, and we conclude that bikara matvis. The Gemara now discusses a similar expression. Amrala harini nazira bikfayach mahu. The term ikav has two meanings. We could understand, harini bikfayach bekula milsa v'sharya. She might mean harini b'seifach, as we find in the pasuk v'ata teshuvenu akiv. If so, she intends for the naziris to be similar in any eventuality, and so she will be permitted if the original neder is revoked. She might mean Harini Biglolech, as we find the pasuk Ikib Asher Shama Avram Bekaili, and it is as if she said Vani, linking herself to the nether in its initial state. Since it was in effect at that point, since we hold Baal Megizgayas, Hanazirus will remain intact even if the original nether is revoked. The Gemara attempts to resolve this issue from our Mishnah. If we say Be'ikar Kamatfis that he intended to link to the time when the nether was effective, he should be able to revoke her nether without affecting his Naziris. The Gemara answers, he cannot revoke her nether because his declaration also serves as a confirmation and one cannot revoke a nether after confirming it. The Mishnah Daf Chav concludes, Hareini Nazir va'at va'amr amen. If someone accepted Nazirus upon himself and then said to his wife, and you, and she responded, amen, mefer eshalah v'shaloi kayim, he can revoke her Nazirus, and yet he will remain a Nazir because his Nazirus was not dependent on hers. However, Hareini Nazira va'ata va'amr amen, if she accepted Nazirus and said to him, and you, and he said, amen, ein yachal hafer, he cannot revoke her Nazirus. Here too, his response is in effect a confirmation of her Naziris, which does not allow him to subsequently revoke it. The Gemara quotes a contradictory brisa. Hareini Nazir va'at va'amra amen shneim asurin. If she also accepted Naziris, they are both forbidden. V'mlav shneim mutarin. If she did not, then they are both permitted. They should tell a nidra benidra, because he linked his neder to hers. Here we see that his neder will always follow hers, implying that he cannot revoke her neder, while our Mishnah says that her neder may be revoked, and yet his will remain intact. Yehuda answers that Shneim Asurin means Achalei Yofer, until it is revoked. However, we must add, Tani Mefer Eshalav V'Shalei Kayim, if he revokes her neder, he is still forbidden. Abai, on the other hand, says that the Brice is speaking of Kegoin de Kamar Lahareini Nazir V'im At. Therefore, Katali Nidra B'Nidra, he made his neder conditional on hers. The Mishnah, however, is speaking of Kegoin de Amar Lahareini Nazir v'at mai, as Tosfos explains, Sheshala im gam hi matzi lekabel Naziris anafsha. He was asking her if she was also interested in accepting Naziris, and therefore mefer eshalav v'shalei kayim, their Naziris are not linked.